On one of the small streets, you'd have to wait for a train to pass. But in town, well, like in Nashville, they have big things for the trains to go on, and it doesn't interfere with the car traffic at all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
The tunnel or something.
Okay, we call it a tunnel, but in relation to the train, you might call it
Okay.
How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
And we're good. Just on the side of the street.
Okay. Would you be parking on the curb? And what do you call that?
Okay.
You go in like that. Mm-hmm. There's the curb, and here's your car.
I've forgotten.
Would you call it parking with the curb or parallel parking?
Parallel parking.
Okay. What are those outlets for fire hoses that you're not supposed to park near? What are those? What kind of parking is done over the shopping center? Is it parallel parking?
No. Yeah.
What'd you call that? Straight in or head in or something like that? Anything like that?
I guess it could be called straight in, but we don't know how to say.
You just park the car. Okay. Where would you park downtown?
On the square.
Okay. Are there any buildings just for parking?
No.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call those large office buildings in New York? Real tall ones.
Skyscrapers.
Okay. What about the term high-rise? Do you ever use that?
Yes.
Okay, what do you use it for?
The dumb ones.
Okay. All right. What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings? The little narrow kind?
Alleys.
Okay. What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and nothing's been put back up there? That's a... Would you call it a blank lot? Would you call it some kind of...
Vacant.
Okay. Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
Courthouse.
Okay, what would the thing call?
Water fountain.
Okay. Can you name some different kinds of cars and trucks? Right, not the name brands, but, you know, just different shapes and so on. let's see. You know, like station wagon.
A VW station wagon. Four-wheel drive. We're calling the family cars or the sports car.
Okay, let's see. What are some small cars with two bucket seats or one bench seat? And that's all they have in them. Just two seat, two people.
Sports car.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do you remember the old models from the 30s and 40s that had a little seat in the back?
T-models.